Andy Orford down with me in the tunnel. Andy, you left it late, but did you get what you deserved in the end there today?
I think it was a very good game, and it was a fantastic game of football. I think two teams went at it hammer and tong, and I think we edged it, yeah. I think Exeter fully played their part, but I have to give our lads some credit today. They kept going right to the end, and you know, the spirit's got us there in the end. After the penalty miss, it would have been easy to have dropped heads, but we didn't, and we kept going, and delighted with the 3 points.
There's not going to be many sides who, with 20 minutes to go at Fratton Park at 0-0, have three up front.
No, and that's what I mean. You know, fair play to Paul and his team. They made a real open game of it. It's probably as good as open game as you've seen here. Two teams trying to play properly, and it's a difficult pitch to plan, as we know, but both teams overcame that today. It's the same for both teams. And now, you know, it was a very, really open game. They've had their chances. We've had, you know, we've hit the bar twice and missed a penalty and scored, and they've hit the bar once. So it was, you know, another couple of opportunities themselves. But we've defended really well again today as a team, which I'm delighted about. Another clean sheet. That's four on the bounce now. And, yeah, we're delighted with all 3 points.
Let's just clear up the penalty incident. There's obviously a few things to discuss. First of all, I think we can all agree it's a clear foul. Inside the box for you?
For me, inside the box, and I think it's a red card. I hate seeing players red carded. I do, you know, if they go over the top on people, then they have to go. But the rules are the rules, and I think he's the last man. I think the referee's got that wrong. I think it should be a red card for me personally. But, you know, it's difficult for referees. They have to make snap decisions, as I've always said. You know, and thankfully it didn't cost us today. In the past, maybe the odd refereeing decision has. We don't moan, we get on with it and we go again.
And given Jed's past record with penalties, you must have been pretty confident when he did step up.
Yeah, it was a long time, mine, between getting it and taking it, and lots go through your head, obviously, you know. When you're up there, I've never taken a penalty in front of 16,000 people, so I don't know how it feels, but you know, he'll step up again and take the next one. He's a confident lad, and you know, thankfully he's managed to get the goal anyway and put that to bed.
What does it say about his sort of the kind of player he is? Because you could just see after that miss the amount of drive he had.
I think he was terrific today, right? As poor as he was the other night, he's good today. He was fantastic today, and you know, you want the chances to fall to him because you know he'll score. You know, he keeps getting in there. Occasionally, he'll try something and it doesn't quite come off and people get a little bit frustrated with him. But you have to give him the platform to be able to try things, and he keeps putting himself in there. He steps up for penalties. He'll step up for the next one. No doubts about that. And he'll keep scoring goals because he keeps putting himself in those right positions.
But the character you need to bounce back.
Definitely.
From.
Definitely. Yeah, of course you do. You know, like I said, I've never had to do that personally. I don't know what that takes, but I know what I've got in Jed Wallace in terms of a person. And he'll never shy away from anything, and that showed that today.
And you look at the back, particularly once Clinton Morrison came on, the three centre-halves really did have their handful.
It was, like I said, Exeter had their opportunities, but you know, Jonesy made a couple of saves first half. He actually had to do something for today for the first few time in a few games. And he's played very well behind a solid back three again. The wing-backs, Andy Bartram coming on and playing at wing-back was solid and got forward as well and stepped straight in for Josh Pashley, who he's come off with a bit of a tight hamstring. We don't think it's any worse than that, so we'll have to have another look at that tomorrow and Monday and see how he is and get him checked. But no, they all know what they're doing. They all, you know, they seem to enjoy playing that way with that system, and it looks a tight system, and we don't look like conceding too many goals with it.
And if Pashley did have any longer term injury, would you have to think about getting someone else in to play that
it's
right
an option,
role?
But I've got others who can do it. You know, Andy Bartram can do that role. He's played it in the reserves, and he's shown me on the training pitch that he can step in and do it. And that's what your squad's for. So you know, if I need Andy to go and do that, then I can do. Jed Wallace can play there as well. You know, and he can play up and down that right hand side if you really want to go for it. So we'll have a look. You know, and I don't think Josh will be. I think we've caught it in time. I don't think it'll get to that. I don't think it's going to be a 6-8 week job. I don't think it's anything like that. If it's a few days, then it's fine. We'll have to just assess it as and when.
Just a final couple. How big an achievement is four consecutive clean sheets?
I think it stands up, Andy. I think it's very good. You know, we've looked really solid since we changed back to a back three, and the whole team deserve credit for it. They've taken on board what we've tried to do on the training pitch, and they've stuck to game plans. Even today, you know, it would have been easy to lose discipline and go running here, there and everywhere and trying silly things, but they don't. They stick to it. We've got a great set of lads in that dressing room, and I'm delighted for them because, you know, they fully deserve that win today for their past efforts when things maybe haven't gone for us. So I'm delighted for every single one of them in that dressing room and the staff as well. They all deserve a massive pat on the back.
But just very lastly, it took to the 90 minutes to get the goal, but you must have been pleased after Tuesday when there weren't too many chances. Today there was plenty of chances at the bar twice, you mentioned.
Yeah, in the last four games we've created a host of chances. You know, sometimes it's difficult going away from home at the places like Dagenham where they cancel you out, and that's what I said the other night. But today you've seen a system again today. It's not about systems, Andy, it's about players. You've seen players today give their absolute all for the football club, keep going right to the bitter end, and in my opinion, fully deserve the 3 points.
Well done today.
Cheers, thanks. Thank you.